Archie Griffin almost brought me back. There was a glimmer. Archie Griffin almost brought me back. There was a gleam, gentlemen.
Was it Script Ohio? There was a gleam.
I'll explain it now. I'll explain it 9:20. For a lot of people, there are a lot of people wanting an explanation for how I feel about things, and I will give it to you at 9:20.
Aren't you, real quick, aren't you the one responsible for leading the charge to get them to remove Hang On Sloopy from Browns Football Sundays?
Oh, yes, no. You are. I was blamed for that.
100% you are.
Because that was the most people had cheered consistently over the years at Ohio State. That and I'm proud to be an American.
Let Ohio State have their things.
You also wanted that gun.
Let Ohio... That's not true.
You were down in your spider hole and you said, I want a gun.
I love America.
Yeah. Prove it.
I love America.
I mean, if you loved America, would you have to say it?
But I don't...
What do you think about that, Mr. Carmen?
Do you love America?
Kenny, you know my beliefs about this country and where we're heading before the election.
You amaze me every day. You amaze me every day. Why do you waste your time with this? Go be a politician. Go be a politician. Stop wasting your time. Go, seriously, go run. Go run. I don't know where you stand politically. It doesn't matter. Go run.
I think it's going to help me in this state.
It doesn't matter. Go run. Just say you've seen the light and then come to the other side. And then all of a sudden you're fine. And then you'll be good. And then what will happen is you can quit that and you can go be on Fox News like you've always wanted to be. And you can do your Bill O'Reilly impressions.
I want to be on the
Hopefully
five.
Hopefully not all the Bill O'Reilly stuff.
Put me on the five.
But then you can go ahead and be on the five.
News Nation.
I'm way better than Juan Williams. Get me on there.
You are. You just are. I don't know how else to say it. Like I get very frustrated. People go, well, you got him all wrapped up in his cocoon. Yeah, because there's no way to get him out of anything. I never, like yesterday, I had Pony pinned down, and it was so great. I felt the same way Tone does when he gets me. It was so awesome because I know I'm way better at this than Pony, and so I can get him, and that's what Lima does every day to me, and I just see it. I go, what? Just get out of this. Go do that and make $32 million a year or whatever Sean Hannity makes. You'd love it. Or go be a real congressman and make a lot more. Allegedly. 216-474-0092. All right. Do we want to ask the Watson question yet? Or do we want to get back? Because Jeff in Brunswick has a thing about them not being ready here.
Yeah, I will get to your point in a second here. I do want to go to the fans here because, you know, we just got into a big debate after Mary Kay came on about the Browns painted a certain picture before that Cowboy game that I didn't think, quite frankly, they could back up, at least offensively.
Yeah.
I wanted to be pleasantly surprised. And when they couldn't do it, I understood why. I think most of us understood why if you have critical thinking skills of all the issues they might have before week one. But Mary Kay kind of disagreed. And to some extent, you guys, you were mean about it, but you disagreed. You said
I was mean about it.
You know, I said you weren't mean about it. But, you know, they're athletes. Athletes like to have a confident approach before a game. I just don't know how much they were truly believing what they were selling. That's all.
I don't think they believed it at all. I don't. That's one thing I have to, I really have to, because if they believed it, then this week would just be an absolute disaster and they'd be freaking out. I think they expected a lot of what took place. Because you could tell, I mean, Kevin Stefanski has now spoke twice. I'm going to get to the call here in a second. Notice this. Kevin Stefanski has spoken twice about a player playing and that player not playing. Yesterday was Jed Wills. About practicing, and then Jed Wills wasn't practicing, which, I mean, at this point, maybe we should just expect Nick Chubb to be back. Maybe I should just expect Joe Thomas to be back before Jed Wills is going to be there. I don't know anymore. I have no idea what's holding him back. So there's that. But there's also, remember, going back to that game before the joint practices with Minnesota. Yeah, Deshaun's going to play against Seattle, get some work in. They wanted him to get work in. They knew this wasn't going to go the way they wanted it. It doesn't make me feel any better because I can go, well, they plan to go out there and get smoked by the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, well, they can just go out and get smoked by the Jacksonville Jaguars. So that's not going to make me feel any better. Better operations or better teams are better teams. So that doesn't just equate to them all of a sudden winning on Sunday. Them winning on Sunday is going to do a hell of a lot for everybody's emotions, but they still got to go out there and they got to earn it because they're highly paid professionals down there and they want to win too. And they got embarrassed on Sunday. Jeff in Brunswick, you're next up on the fan.
Yeah, hello. Thank you, guys. And I'm really glad you guys are on. You know, you speak a lot of truth, and I like what I hear. I really do. You guys, you know what you're doing, and I really appreciate you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Them Browns, obviously, they weren't ready. They weren't ready. They had all year. They had a year. After the playoffs last year, they had a year to regroup and get everything together, and they looked like a team that didn't do too much over the year. Unfortunately, they had bad offensive line problems. I mean, you know, and that they had people hurt. I get it. But the defense, the offense, Njoku, they're talking about him being out. I watched him drop a lot of passes last year. I watched him drop a couple passes that were major last week. He got hurt, but I mean, he caught that pass and Dallas made him play, made him pay.
We got hurt on the pass. He got hurt on the nice pass he caught. That's what made it difficult to see him go.
Well, he caught the pass, but that was like two out of four he caught that.
They were all off schedule.
He had two balls right in his hands that he dropped.
Amari Cooper bobbled one.
That's for sure, and he's done that all last year and the year before.
Yep.
So, I mean, I just don't see the guy. I want to like the guy. He's huge. He's got a great physique. He looks good. But he can't catch.
Well, I think David. I got to tell you, I think he makes tough catches. I think that he's a good player. I don't think that he's not up there in the top three, but I think he's a top 10, top eight tight end. I think he's good, but I don't think that anybody was ready for it. And it doesn't give him an excuse. Like when you say, like, well, they had a year to prepare for it, Jeff, and I go, well, yeah, but then I'm thinking in my head, Jeff, I'm thinking, okay, there's no Jed Wills. Did they think that Jed Wills was going to be out all the way through week one? I really don't think that they did. They obviously planned on playing Deshaun Watson in the preseason to get him some seasoning. But you know what? That still doesn't give an excuse. They didn't take a pay cut for the loss. Now, did they? They didn't. So you got to hold them accountable.
That's right.
Jeff, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. And thank you for the kind words as well. Like, I can't – it's not – like, there's people going, well, you guys aren't talking about the offensive line. Yes, we have talked about the offensive line. Well, you guys aren't talking about the defense. We had Rodney McLeod in here for an hour explain the defense in this studio on Tuesday. But most people care about the quarterback. So you're hearing quarterback, 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 and you're going, whoa, whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What about all these other things? Yeah, but you're defending, quote-unquote, the quarterback because you care most about the quarterback because we know we ain't going anywhere unless that guy gets playing together. And I am not going to give them a mulligan for last week. Because, again, they didn't take a pay cut for the loss.
Yeah, but I get that. But if they play well this week,
it's not like they can't win another football game in their future. But they have to get right offensively. Yeah. I'm way more worried about the offense than I am about the defense.
The must-win stuff came up yesterday.
Even special teams and the punt return.
I'm with Nick Wilson yesterday about the must-win stuff. I think it's a little silly this early on, but I understand where fans are coming from emotionally.
Go a long way.
But it would go a long way, and I would wager to say, man, they just need Deshaun to play well this week. Even if they lost a tough game, you know, where Deshaun looks like a normal quarterback and looks like he has the potential and that athleticism is there, the reads are faster, his football senses are back. I think you'd feel a lot better about this team, especially with the Giants, Raiders, and Washington Commanders coming up. I think you'd feel a lot better.
Joey in Nashville, Tennessee, listening on the free Odyssey app. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing okay, Joey.
I just wanted to talk about what Mary Kay said with Deshaun. I do think Deshaun was just a couple plays away from having a bad game to maybe an above-average game. But he still takes all the blame from the fans, I believe. So we just can't give up hope yet on him because he's not going anywhere.
You have no choice. Exactly. He's not going anywhere. There's no choice.
And the other thing, Micah Parsons just wrecked the game. So props to him. But for all we know, the Cowboys are going to be in the Super Bowl. Not to say that we can lose, but they're a good team. And we came out and not ready and lost and looked like a bad team. So I say that, and then the Cowboys will probably get waxed this weekend and typical Browns fashion, but we just can't give up on Deshaun yet. Not that I'm a huge fan, but I know he's not going anywhere, and you know, we just gotta hold out on hope.
Well, that's where and Joey, thank you very much for the call. It's not about making any excuse for the guy. It's I know what it is. In this situation, I want him to be taken care of more within the offense. So I will, and maybe I'll end up being wrong. Hopefully I am, because if the offense is any way that I've seen in the past of a Ken Dorsey offense, they can be high flying. But my natural position is to become more conservative offensively, except my offensive line is a question mark. Jerome Ford is not Nick Chubb.
No.
That's all there is to it. So then I have to open up the passing. Well, if I open up the passing, then I have to make sure my quarterback is taken care of. But all in all, like, it's not about making excuses. It's that I got to get better to get this team where it needs to go. I'm just trying to see the reality of it. It's not about, well, he's not worth $230 million. No, he's not worth $230 million. Do with the on-field stuff. He's not worth $230 million. It's about getting the best out of the investment that I can. There are plenty of people that bought houses in 2006 that took a terrible bath in 2008. You're making the best of a bad situation.
Yeah. And guys, again, Stefanski, for anybody that is like hypercritical or they wonder about the system, he has had quarterbacks that people weren't exactly, you know, ready to label top quarterbacks. He's had a bunch of quarterbacks look good in his systems over the years. So it's not hopeless. Like right now, I am a little surprised. I guess not emotionally, but if you truly try to think about it the right way, I am a little surprised at how many people went doom and gloom after the Cowboy game. Maybe it's because, again, I expected a lot of that. Now, it's game two. I'm not sitting here giving you all those. Last week it was a list of five, and then I added to it, so it happened to be six different items that I told you would be the reasons I wasn't a true believer that they were going to win last week and look really good on offense. This week, I'm feeling like, all right, they've gotten some of that rust out of their way. Now, they still have the problem at left tackle, certainly, and I hope they got enough reps in. I think that's a big reason why Deshaun Watson was still in that game in the fourth quarter. People wanted him out. I thought it made sense. Keep him in. He's got to get the reps. He has to.
216-474-0092. It's a mix of seasoning. It's a mix of work within the offense and actual live reps in the offense, which just sounds, it's a downer, and I'm trying not to say it because it sounds like such a downer to a fan that's trying to get ready for a season, because it's like, are we trying not to win football games here? Are we extending out the preseason? And in some ways, yeah, we are, but you're playing for keeps right now. And there's only one team in the division that's won, and there's really only one team in the division that's looked decent. Pittsburgh did not look good, and they won. Baltimore's the only team that looked like they had anything together. And even Lamar was running for his life. But I got to worry about my own problems, of which I have many right now. And then when we get into the other stuff of why there's TV cameras over in the visitor lot, well, then we got another entirely different set of circumstances. I never doubt. No, I'm not going to respond. I'm not responding. Because you're just trying to work me into a shoot, and it's not going
to
work. You got to wake up early.
To prove they were right.
Got to wake up earlier
Jason
than I do.
Jason was right.
I wake up at 3:10. Who was right? Who was right?
Jason.
The guy who did the coming in hotline?
Yeah.
I did not get
on the Odyssey app, then you've favorite the station and click them.
But I didn't doubt the Gardos. I didn't doubt them.
Not what I heard.
I didn't doubt them.
What I don't understand are people telling me.
I've watched more Gardos than anybody on the air.
Just because you watched them doesn't mean you didn't not doubt
them. Well, I thought you just record them.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of Browns. I've done a lot of doubting them. What do you mean I record them?
I thought I heard it was one of my vacation weeks that you just
then
record
I watch
them
back.
And count
it. It still matters. It still counts.
He turns it on here in the studio and then goes, I watched him, and
still counts.
He has no clue what's happening.
Still counts.
No.
Now, there's been a couple that I've missed.
I acknowledge they played a game, therefore I watched.
Not true. No, that's not true at all. No, you're wrong. I'm right.
If they weren't wearing the uniforms, would he know which team is which?
He would have no clue.
Of course I would know which team is which.
He doesn't know.
So here,
if they were running around out there naked, I might not know who they all are. I don't know some by their face. I mean, some are new. Like, I don't know what Lane Thomas looks like.
Eyes up here, buddy.
If Grady Sizemore was out there with his coffee cup instead of his uniform.
I couldn't see anything. I wouldn't know.
All right, so the one thing that annoys me is when people are telling me I will only apologize if they win the World Series. Man, it's hard to be a sports fan if you really are World Series or bust, Super Bowl or bust, champ NBA Finals bust every single year.
Only one team gets to do it.
No one wants to apologize, so you're saying you don't want them to win the World Series.
Well, that's true. Yeah, are they rooting against them secretly?
216-474-0092. I'm not rooting against them. Obviously, I'm not. I didn't doubt them.
You're not rooting against them.
I didn't doubt them. Right now, I have watched, out of their baseball games, I have watched 101, 2, 3, 103. How many games have they played?
I'm
84 and 62. Right, I can't do that. That's six.
Pulling up my 142.
I watched 103. Man, I've only still watched 103 out of 142 games. I mean, I went on vacation, and then like man, like the one weekend, and then when I was in Seattle,
you're barely a C right now. That's a 72%, Ken.
Oh my God!
You better get it up before the end of the season.
If I've watched 103 games out of 142.
I mean, that is...
How many... what percentage of Guardians fans am I ahead of? 67?
I'd say 72%.
Oh, yeah.
72% of them? Yeah.
Especially with the TV situation. Oh, yeah. Back in the day, well, everybody watched every game, but things have changed.
Hopefully that'll get resolved, but, you know, that's a conversation for a different day. Well, fine. Use the coming in hotline. I don't know why you're blaming me. I didn't do anything wrong. But again, Lima just... He can just get you guys to follow. You'd be a great cult leader, too. He can get anybody to just follow his line of BS. Because everybody goes, he's just so mean. He's just so nasty. But everybody finds a way to agree with you just by the way you talk. I hate it. Start your game day with the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show with Jonathan Peterlin. Live from the Neon Room at MGM Northfield Park this Sunday. Starting at 10 a.m. through kickoff at 1 p.m. Make the Bud Light Tailgate Show part of your game day routine on the radio home of your Cleveland Browns. 92.3 The Fan, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Saas Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer. Get details at 92.3thefan.com. Before we go back to the Browns, had Archie Griffin on the show at 8 o'clock. Hear that entire interview, 92.3thefan.com and on the free Odyssey app. For a moment in time, he took me back to the old days of when I was a big Ohio State fan. And I had posted on social media that at that moment, having Archie Griffin on, I said I'm a lapsed Ohio State fan, but Archie Griffin being on the show brings up a lot of memories of when I loved the Buckeyes. I observe college football now. I'd have a few teams I favor, but I'll always love Archie Griffin. And a lot of people asked, why do you... And I said, I remember I told you many times the story about the Jim Tressel thing, and I felt that it was an overreaction. I was mad at Gene Smith. I didn't want to believe that the senator had lied to NCAA officials. And then, honestly, ever since we found out way worse infractions in college football, stuff that he... should not have gotten fired for in the first place. It's made me just never want to come back to being a hardcore Ohio State fan. And also, I got to admit to you guys, I'm a happier person. If I used to be, Lima doesn't realize, Lima, I've told this a million times, I don't know if he believes or what, I was the biggest Ohio State fan you would find. In Stark County, I was one of the biggest ones you would find. That's saying something. There's a lot of Ohio State fans all over this state. I was one of the biggest Ohio State fans you would find. I lived it, breathed it, the whole thing. And I feel if I still felt that way, my weekends would be awful. Because I obviously want the Browns to do well. And I obviously want the Cavs and Guardians to do well. If I felt that way about Ohio State football, man, I'd be a miserable individual. Because they win, but I also get to enjoy all the other teams that play. I get to have... And, like, I don't hate Michigan. So I can observe Michigan, and I can think when I think they're right, when I think they're in trouble, when I think they're wrong, those type of things. And my old psychotic hate for Michigan does not impugn my judgment, I believe. I don't hate Notre Dame. I don't hate Wisconsin. I don't hate Penn State. I don't hate these schools. And I think it makes me able to call it down the line a little bit better. I favor Akron. I would say I'm an Akron fan. Because I went there, and obviously I favor Ohio State, kind of like Notre Dame, Cup Ashland, which is D2, so it doesn't count at FBS, but you get what I'm saying. So I'm able to do it a little bit more, because people are like, well, you can come back, and I go, no, I can't. I really can't. If I came back, if I tried to come back as a hardcore Ohio State fan, I think most people, like they're doing to me with the Guardians here and saying that I doubted them for whatever reason, you would run me so ragged, because then you would just accuse me of not being a real Ohio State fan, and then I'm no better than Mitch. I can't. I've made my bed. I have to lay in.
Well, also, college football in general looks so different than it did when we were younger, and certainly for older fans. You know, if you're in your 50s and 60s, this doesn't even resemble the sport that you knew and the Big Ten that you knew and what this whole thing was like. I mean, in many ways, it's still great football. I mean, you're not missing out on that.
It's always weird until they kick off at noon and then everything's fine.
That's normal,
again.
Right? Yep. Then it's normal football. Yeah, they pass a lot more than they used to. And they're starting to protect quarterbacks more than they used to. But you're right. So I understand as I've gotten older, I mean, certainly when you think about kids getting paid, being able to leave the school anytime they want and then go transfer to Michigan if they want, or any other school if they so want to. Like, yeah, that's weird. That is not the college football we grew up with.
No.
The whole point of college football was it wasn't like that. It was different from the NFL. There wasn't free agency. The players didn't make money.
But at that time, there was less focus on winning everything and winning a national championship. For Ohio State, I mean, a really good year during the Cooper years, if you could beat Michigan, that would be a bigger year. And then we ended up not liking John Cooper, who was a wildly successful coach, because he couldn't beat Michigan. But if you look what reasonable expectations were for a lot of schools, or I think for just about every school, it was, and this is unbelievable to anybody in 2024, can you win a national championship? Yeah, maybe, that'd be great. But what you really want to do is you want to win the conference and go to a bowl game. A bowl game would be great. But then we had so many bowl games, now we have to raise the stakes. And then the investment became so much, we had to raise the stakes. And then the TV money became so great that we had to raise the stakes. And I will tell you right now, as a guy who is not an Ohio State fan, I think Big Ten fans or Ohio State fans should be proud of what the Big Ten is. You're bigger than the SEC. You found a way. ESPN runs college football, and you found a way to be bigger than the SEC. You are coast to coast. USC being in it, Limey, you said to yourself, you were rooting for USC last week.
That was weird.
Or 2 weeks ago against LSU.
It just happened.
Because they were a Big Ten
and
school.
And I've never been that way. I've never been.
I think you don't like Brian Kelly that much, too, but
yeah,
either way.
But I've never been that way. Like, that was an SEC thing.
Yes.
Like, rooting for your conference beyond anything else, chanting SEC. And I'll never be the guy chanting Big Ten. But I'll admit it, I was kind of rooting for USC in that game.
I think it's changed a lot of things, and I think it's become, before they expanded to Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA's there for basketball, but fine, whatever. Until they made those expansions, it was, man, how are they going to raise it up to the level of the SEC where they take it seriously? Now you're going to have matchups every week where, you know, CBS and the drone footage and Brad Nessler and that stuff, that's going to be some really good stuff. And it already is some really good stuff, which, by the way, I have to bring this up because you know how little you care about it now, and I'll leave it with this. Pac-12 is officially adding Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, and Fresno State out of the Mountain West. And you look at me and goes, well, I have to ask you, why do you care?
Yeah.
And I went, you're right, I don't anymore. It's news that there's four teams out of a pretty successful group of five conference that are leaving to go to the Pac-12 to make it right now a Pac-6.
I mean,
hopefully
they can get
two more so they can have the status. But
I hate to say it. What matters now in college football when we're talking highest levels and championships? Okay, there's a lot of football all over the place.
Yeah.
I cover MAC football and FCS teams. But at the highest stage, what matters now outside of the Big Ten, outside of the SEC, maybe your occasional ACC team every year, Notre Dame, and Owen, should I bring up Oklahoma?
Well, they're SEC now.
Yeah, so that's what I mean.
Oklahoma and Texas are SEC schools now.
That was a brain fart for a second.
Believe me, I thought that same thing. It's like, where's my team? Oh,
that's
we're in the mix.
But isn't that incredible? What matters outside of those conferences and a few teams?
Not much. And as a football enjoyer, I got to tell you, I love the Big 12. I think it's as close a conference as ever. As an enjoyer of specifically one of those teams in that conference, I'd like to thank everybody who's in power at Texas for moving on to the SEC, because you no longer have to play them in conference anymore. So that's a nice thing. And honestly, if you're a classic fan, I don't know, the MAC's probably the closest thing to the classic way it used to be. There's very little NIL money at all, maybe in Toledo.
Oh, zero.
And that's probably like $100 here and there. I mean, that's it. By the way, the Axe on Twitter said he's acutely disappointed I don't show love for the YSU Penguins. I'm sorry about that. YSU is in there as well.
Finally.
The kids love looking at the stadium when we drive through on our way to Poland. And Uncle Lou, our friend Uncle Lou, he just passed away. He was a big booster. The fighting Uncle Lou's, man. Used to have, Lima, I'll say this, he used to have rum. He used to have a shot of rum and a glass of milk. Puerto Rican, man. Uncle Lou, man. Good guy.
This R.I.P. was on game days or just every day?
This was the family gatherings. Family gatherings.
Flapping penguin.
It was an honor to get Uncle Lou a drink. It was a great time.
Cincinnati's in the Big 12, by the way.
Didn't show it against Pitt. I'll tell you that right now. Anywho, you got to do what's best for everyone, not just one player. You and I need to reiterate. If Watson struggles Sunday, this became a huge point of contention for everybody. If Watson struggles Sunday, would I remove him from a game?
If the game is still hanging in the balance.
Possibly in the balance. If your defense keeps you in and he is just throwing three picks, and this thing don't look good. You and I both said we would not remove him from the game. Why? Why would we not remove him?
Because I'm not giving up on the season. I'm not.
But then the people would say, the people who called in, they would say, "Why you said you're not giving up on the season? Why are you keeping in a quarterback that's clearly broken?"
Because the clearly broken part. There's a difference between clearly broken and still trying to get back up to speed for NFL football. He's played. This was all part of the deal, by the way, when you traded for him. I expected more. I expected him to be a better football player and a better quarterback, clearly, and so did the Browns. But I did also anticipate, man, he's played so few games, and then you compound it with the injury last year, gave him even less chances to get up to speed to NFL football. Like, we came into this year, I assumed there'd be some rust. I didn't know how long it would last. I didn't. It's been one game, so now we're up to...
I've not used that word for a very long time, and I've been able to catch myself to not use that word.
Yeah, rust?
I'd rather drop an F-bomb right now than use that word.
So he has started now...
I'm not going to do either.
13 games, but he's only played 12 real games because the Indy game, he left so early. 12 real games since what year? What year was the last year in Houston?
2020 was his last full year. Yeah.
I wasn't expecting well-oiled machine to start this year.
I didn't expect well-oiled machine now, either, but you didn't expect a little bit.
He's going up against another really good front. Your offensive line coming off last week, well, a little nervous about.
Everybody who's saying these things, they said, like Mary Kay, I saw things that I like. I saw things that I didn't like. I saw a quarterback that was playing scared. Yeah. I didn't like that. That's what made me worried. Wasn't that he didn't play that well. If he was confident, that's fine. He wasn't confident on Sunday.
Kenny, you're giving him, I'll just put it out there. You're
at least a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, guys, once you open the door, you can never go back through again. That's it.
Right.
He will be removed from the football team
if
after this because
it
won't be worth their problem, and you are going to take such a hit. He'll
be better against the Raiders. He'll be better against Washington because of the caliber of competition. Then it's the Eagles October 13th, and that's the one. If he is just below average throughout that, and then against Philly, looks like he doesn't belong. Okay, I might have to wave the white flag.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys. Social media got really interesting yesterday afternoon as Shannon Sharp went live on Instagram yesterday, and I'm just going to leave it at that. So, of course, none of the footage is from the accidental live stream.
Well, you may want to leave it at that.
We can't play any of the footage because it's not safe for work, obviously. But
we can't play any of the footage. It was just sounds.
Yeah, I mean, this is a sound-based business, but we can't play those particular sounds over the airwaves.
No one was cussing.
All right, just play when Harry met.
So this is Shannon addressing the matter on his most recent.
Hold on.
Play the restaurant scene from when Harry met Sally.
Does he tell you what he? That's a great thing. Does he tell you what he did in what you're about to play?
Well, I mean, no, not specifically. There was the claim originally in the afternoon that his Instagram had been hacked.
So I have to explain to everybody here what happened. Okay. Do I not? Because there are people out there who don't know what happened.
I mean, whatever we do, let's get to it.
Okay. So yesterday it came out, somebody goes, "Hey, what's your take on Shannon Sharp?" And I go, "What?" And they go, "Oh, you didn't see it." And there was a Instagram video. Shannon Sharp went IG Live, which I've never been IG Live. And there were sounds of him and a partner of his making sandwiches, knocking boots, having relations. Loving relations. And in his story, in his Instagram story, he had posted that he was hacked. Now, this is his explanation, Mitch?
Yeah, this is from the nightcap that he has with Chad Johnson.
Off you go.
I'm very disappointed in myself. Not for the act. I think there are millions and billions of people of consenting age that engage in activities. But to have your most intimate detail on the audio to be heard, I'm disappointed in myself. I let a lot of people down. I said, I just got to tell them the truth. My phone wasn't hacked. It wasn't a prank. It was me being a healthy, active male. I mean, y'all thought I was bull jiving. Hey, I'm gonna get it in. Real talk. Hey, Ocho. See, I don't be lying. Okay, lying.
But in all
sincerity, I'm extremely embarrassed.
It doesn't sound like he's embarrassed.
No, not at all. In fact, he's almost flaunting the fact that at 56 years old, he looks the way he looks.
Oh, he does
he's
look
never
incredible.
Been bigger in the media sphere. And let's face it, something happened over the last 10 years, really I would say 8 years, where in this country, sometimes stuff doesn't matter. We don't play by the same rules we used to. There used to be certain incidents that would make you ineligible for either certain jobs, for certain offices. Like now,
where are you getting at?
The rules go out the window.
Yeah, where are you getting at, bud?
They don't matter. They don't matter.
You're beating around the bush.
Am I?
The Billy Bush.
Well, you mentioned Billy Bush, yeah.
So. Ain't heard of him in a long time.
Things don't matter anymore. For depending on who you are. Like, certain people can still get canceled and then they're put out to pasture, but then other people does not matter.
I don't know if we're doing that as much anymore, the whole canceling thing. I would rather not test the theory.
Well, I do think someone that comes out and owns it has a much better chance of not being canceled than someone who goes...
Well, he said, yeah, because it was like,
say that to Army Hammer. I mean, I guess there are certain things you can be canceled for, then you're done.
I'm sorry, that one missed me. I apologize.
I'll explain it off the air.
I'm lost on that one.
For that Lone Ranger.
Usually I pick up everything. Yeah, I mean, it was certainly an interesting thing to see in the middle of the day. You ever been on tape?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, it was intentional.
That's what I meant. Have you ever been on tape intentionally?
Yeah. Yeah, that was something that a lot of people I knew back then.
Really?
In the day. Yes. Yes. Thinking of college.
Wow.
College, specifically.
Being on tape's a lot different than live streaming.
Well, right, but that's just a part of today's world. I mean, right. The live streaming is something. Now, do you believe that it was an accident?
I do.
Okay.
I do believe it was an accident.
I believe it was an accident.
I think he was messing around. I think he was looking at Instagram or something like that. I don't know what he was doing. I think maybe he was trying to take some pictures. Maybe that's it.
I don't know. Can hit the button or whatever from your photos. I've never had that, but I have had times where maybe my phone was in my pocket and then it FaceTimed somebody. And you know, when you go on FaceTime, it makes that loud ring. And I'm definitely like, no, got to stop that.
I mean, Kenny, I'm on Instagram right now.
Yeah.
You got to hit this plus button here.
Okay.
There's post, there's story, there's real, then there's live. I just had to take my finger and go all the way to live. Oh. Now I have to hit a button to go live for this to start.
So you think he did it on purpose?
How the hell is that?
Are you calling Unc a liar?
Well, I just showed you. Is there a different apparatus? Is it different on different phones? I'm on an iPhone with Instagram, but you just saw what I had to do. Now, is it different if you've got Instagram on a tablet that you're messing around with for social media purposes? I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I just showed you that that would be hard for that to be something that you did, unless he had been streaming something else live all the time and never shut it down.
Maybe.
But wouldn't you be so careful?
Well, the reason is he is more into, like, he used to just, I'm on TV with Skip Bayless, and now it's multimedia with him. So maybe he's learning how to do some things, and it was an accident.
I already told you, he's Black Joe Rogan. Have you seen the numbers?
Oh, he's amazing.
Have you seen the numbers? It's not just the Cat Williams thing.
Oh, I watched the Cat Williams.
I just gave him.
Oh, I just watched the Wayans.
I said Marlon Wayans. Yeah. And it has,
is it good?
It has over a million views.
Good.
I'll watch it.
Everything he's doing is turning to gold.
I watch more of Shannon Sharp than I watch of anybody else on the clips.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Where did this come from, by the way? I was telling you.
Shannon Sharp and Shane Gillis. Those are my two clips.
He's a likable guy. He's a likable guy.
100%. He was on the CBS pregame show like 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Nobody cared.
No, they didn't.
Then he was on Inside the NFL. None of his clips were going viral or anything like that. Now the guy puts up an actor from a 90s black sitcom that I've never heard of, million views. Like, Shannon Sharp is massive right now.
Tonight, Prime Video, but you'll be able to hear it here on your flagship home for the NFL. Buffalo at Miami.
This will be a hell of a game.
8:15 p.m.
Oh, these are not, I'm in. Yeah.
These are not in the unwatchables.
This is real.
Is there only one team in the unwatchables so far? Carolina?
I think three of our next matchups could be on the unwatchables.
The Giants are flirting with the unwatchables.
Shannon Sharp, he has a video up. He just did a podcast with Tia. Not even Tamara. With Tia. 7 million hits.
Oh, Tamara might have been busy. I have no idea. Wait a minute. Is she still with us? I wasn't a joke.
I think
or
so.
Okay. I don't want to get like Ken, like something bad.
You know
I don't
those
want
Maori girls.
Sister Sister was okay.
Two-way twister from what I remember.
Okay. Goodbye. That's enough of that. We have the podcast coming up, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. It's a Friday.